Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by Bulk. B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Okay, so you've taken eye-catching photos.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you've crafted a keyword-rich title.
I've been good, Griff.
Excellent. That's a good start. But there's more to this.
Oh.
Marcia Collier is here now to share her strategies for writing a description that will seal the deal. She's the author of the number one best-selling eBay social media and customer service for dummies series. And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia underscore C. I assume it's for Collier. Marcia, how can a good description close a sale?
Well, Griff, you write some sterling descriptions. I remember your auctions. You've got to tell the story. You've got to ask for the sale. You know, when you go buy a car, the guy is always closing, right? They have a separate guy that's going to close.
ABC.
Yeah. Right? Always be closing.
Right.
And especially if you're selling something that's a collectible or a unique item, it takes a little more finesse when you're writing your description. But the one thing you need to do is ask for the sale at the end and tell them, let's say, I'm shipping with tracking. Too many sellers these days are not shipping with tracking, and it's just wrong. You need to ship with tracking and get the item out within 24 hours. Tell the people that in your listing. You'll have it in a few days.
So you mentioned storytelling.
Yeah.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are a couple of people who have come from social media onto eBay because they've seen my tweets. And occasionally they send me their listings. And these people do collectibles. And they tell stories like where they bought the item, what they use the item for, and how much the person buying it is going to benefit. Right? You've got to close and you've got to tell the benefits, especially with a collectible item. Because collectible items are a little esoteric. You don't really know that you're going to need that little tiny bottle of oil, right?
Right.
So whatever you're selling that's kind of unique, tell the story where it came from. If it's a vintage item, where you bought it, how you got it. What made you buy this item? If this item was good enough for you to buy it, why did you buy it? And I know this takes a little more effort.
Well, we're always telling people to keep their descriptions short.
Well, and that is absolutely true. When you're selling an item that's brand new, if there are multiples of it on eBay, if it's something people are looking for, if it's on the hot list.
So if it's something with a story, that's pretty easy for us to grasp.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even a hat, even if something Hawaiian shirts, what's magical about that Hawaiian shirt? What's magical about that hat? How do you feel when you look at it? Put those words into a story. It'll do two things for you. One, it'll sell the item to the customer. And two, it'll help you to think. I mean, the whole thing about selling on eBay is you grow. Not only do you make money, but you can grow. And by keeping your descriptions to the point and tell the story for a collectible item, you will get more sales. I have seen some ridiculous things sell on eBay, as I'm sure you have, and it's because they have a great story behind them.
Well, beginning with the broken laser pointer. It kind of started the whole thing, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if you're selling something for parts, that's another important thing, too.
Tell the
people that you're selling it for parts. Hey, this doesn't work now, but if you have another one at home and you're interested in parts, bingo, this is for you, right? There you say, this is for you. It's going to help you. It's going to give you a new product. Just do a little work. And eBay, selling on eBay is a little work. But that makes a big difference in your sales to tell people why they need the item. But like you said, Lee, if you have a new item, eBay gives some, you know, I call it when I write an intense description, when I am storytelling, that's one thing. But if I'm selling a book or media, eBay has such great information that is listed as part of the sale if you put the ISBN number And you don't need to say a whole lot, except what I said before, I ship within 24 hours, you get tracking, and, you know, you're going to be happy buying from me.
So what can a seller do to make their description stand out? Let's say you're selling something that other people are selling also.
Well, aside from giving the pro, one of the problems eBay sellers do often is too much description about themselves. I gave you a couple of points.
Ah, yes.
Right? I mean, I see sales all the time with all this business information in it, and we ship to blah, 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 blah. You know, that's way too much. Tell the buyer briefly what it's going to do for them. Use bold in your headline and use regular text for the rest. Just make it look like you gave it a little effort. Now, I will admit, I have a couple of items up there that don't really look like I've put a lot of effort in, but right now I'm concentrating on trying to list an item at least a day.
Oh, that's good.
Because don't forget that Marcia has had problems with her foot.
Oh, I broke my foot. That was terrible.
Oh, that was terrible, yes. Yeah. How are you doing? You feeling better?
Yeah, it took like 6 months to heal.
Exactly.
What the hey? And I mean, I even had great bone scans. So, I mean, but that should have been the time. I should have been concentrating on selling on eBay, but I couldn't move around to package up the things.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, but sometimes you just got to take a breather when you're sick.
Lee, I've sold over $325,000 worth of merchandise on eBay. Anyone can see that figure on their eBay overview page. There is a link, and you can see it. Your history of what you've sold on eBay.
Yeah, that's an important link. I think a lot of people aren't aware of it, so it is important. And now, it's especially important for things like keeping track of your sales and taxes.
Well, sales and taxes are a whole other chapter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, is how you run your eBay business, because you've got to run your eBay business professionally. I realize it may be a hobby, but when it comes to the tax man and when it comes to just about everything in your life, if you don't keep detailed information on your sales, you're going to be sorry someday.
So we hear you've got a new edition coming out of your Dummies series.
I really appreciate that you mentioned this. My eBay all-in-one, eBay business all-in-one for Dummies will be coming out on February 4th, I believe. At least that's what Amazon tells me. And it's a really heavy-duty reference book. If you need a doorstop, it's perfect. I would recommend, if you can, getting the paperback, mainly because it's a good reference. It's all about your legal. It's all about your taxation. I've spoken to experts, and how to source merchandise like a professional. Not just doing it easy, because running an eBay business isn't easy, but it sure can be profitable and a lot of fun. How to market your items, how to run your office, how to store your items. So this book is the fourth edition. It's all updated, and it's been the bestseller on the topic for a long time. And the index is so good that when you have a question about something, you just turn to the index, look up your question, and it'll take you right to the answer.
So it's going to come, the new edition of eBay Business All-in-One for Dummies is coming out on February 4th. Is that right?
That's what they tell me.
Okay. All right. We're going to give one away.
Oh, we are good.
We're
going to
give one away as soon as we get through talking to Marcia in the next segment, as a matter of fact. We're going to give one of her books away. She and I are going to work together to make sure that the winner gets the book when they should get it.
Until I get it, I can't give it to you.
Exactly. So they're going to be one of the first people to get a book. So this is going to be exciting.
And eBay for Dummies Updated is out there now, which gives the basics for new sellers to get going. But once you get serious, the eBay business all-in-one really is. I know, Griff, you used to do the Bible, and the Bible was great, so I took over for you.
Yes, it was so long ago. It was over 10 years ago now. So.
And it upgrades, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you keep upgrading it.
Well, you have to, don't you, Marcia, because it changes. Everything changes so fast.
It does. But the interesting thing is business doesn't change so much. The IRS and their requirements don't change that much. And the difference between having employees and contract labor is different. So, you know, I update all of this, and I give the license links to all the different states and all the information that you might need to know for your specific state. Because, again, running a business isn't a game, especially if you get the call from the government.
So you have 9,028 feedback score, 100%.
Yeah, something like that.
Not easy.
Well, you know, I have been selling on eBay since before it was eBay.
Oh, that's true.
It used to be Auction Web, and
Auction Web, yeah.
I remember talking to Griff back way in the day.
Way.
And, you know, I've stuck to it all these years. I've put my daughter through college selling on eBay. I helped buy my house.
I hope she's grateful.
She's grateful, and she shops eBay like crazy.
Oh, good.
I shop eBay like crazy because, you know, a lot of times you have eBay sellers who can get great deals on items that you can't, and I talk about that in the book. Someone may have access to a sale that you don't have, or you may not see. They will put it up for sale on eBay at a lot cheaper than Amazon.
Yeah.
And you can buy it from them. I think I spent, $500 this week on eBay because I could get a better deal than shopping on Amazon. But the one thing I want to ask all eBay sellers is please offer expedited shipping.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be free and ship within 24 hours.
Marcia, we're going to give your book away next segment. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Marcia. Continued success. This segment was brought to you by BULQ Bulk, the easy way to source. Open phones are back, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6bit software. 6bit helps you list items in less time. There's six ways 6bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
I am invigorated by negotiations and think of them as opportunity and not something to dread. From big shot boardrooms to your one-off scarf, here are my top two tips for going into a negotiation with a sense of control. The first is preparation. Go in prepared to show them you understand their needs and how you can fill them. Rule number two of your in-control negotiation, be prepared to walk away. Actually visualize yourself saying, I'm sorry, for this project or item, I cannot give you this price. Know in advance the least amount you're willing to take and be realistic. That way you know exactly when and if to walk. May you find many win-wins.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Listen while you list.